a leading Australian wind power company is heading to China for a new project, saying there's a lack of federal government support for the renewable energy sector. Last night, Roaring Forties secured an $80 million deal to develop a wind farm on China's coast. The company still has plans to build a wind farm in Tasmania, but it says it could be the last for a while as there's more investment and government support overseas. Jennifer Macy has the story.
Australia's economic boom time has been largely driven by China's hunger for energy commodities like coal. But its taste for energy doesn't end there. Beijing has been busy widening its energy options, looking at nuclear power, for example. But it's also shown an interest in alternative energy, including Australian wind technology. One of Australia's leading alternative energy companies, Roaring Forties, has just signed an $80 million contract to develop a wind farm on China's east coast. Matthew Groom from Roaring Forties describes the project.
It would be approximately 20 turbines, a generating capacity of about 48 megawatts. It's on a coastal area, so quite close to the coast. It's fairly remote, so there's not a lot of urban development close by, but they've got good distribution systems, and so therefore they're able to get the electricity to those that need it.
He says this project is the second of four wind farms the company has planned for China. Roaring Forties recently cancelled two projects in Australia, citing a lack of government support. The company still plans to develop a farm in Musselrow Bay in northeast Tasmania, but Mr. Groom says the future is overseas.
The danger is that if further growth opportunities are not found here in Australia, and in order for that to happen there needs to be further government support, then the growth opportunities will be elsewhere and the expertise will shift, and that opportunity for Australia to participate in that with all the spin-offs and all the employment opportunities that that represents will be lost, which I think is a bit of a tragedy myself.
China is investing heavily in wind and solar projects to meet a 10% renewable energy target by 2020. The Australian government has a 2% target, but there are no plans to extend it. Susan Jeans is the CEO of the Renewable Energy Generators. She says without government support, there's no incentive for electricity retailers to buy from wind or solar energy producers.
Well, you need to reward the people who are building the clean energy projects, and we all pay for it. Everybody's using energy that is not produced from clean sources in Australia. There's only about 8% of our electricity comes from renewable energy at this time, and we can't keep on the same way that we're going, because emissions from the electricity sector will grow by 2050 by 250% at a time when the rest of the world is halving their electricity emissions. Australia cannot continue down that track. There needs to be a policy response from the government that rewards anybody who wants to build a clean energy project.
A report for the renewable energy generators shows exports from wind and solar manufacturers growing compared to a three-month low experienced by other manufacturing industries. Mark Twidell, the regional director of BP Solar, says 90% of the solar cells produced in Australia are exported overseas.
We're feeding into the very fast and fast-growing programs in Europe. Australia today doesn't quite have those programs.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we're blessed with abundant, cheap electricity in Australia. The energy security issues in Europe, the political issues in Europe are driving the agenda. In the short term, we cannot sell enough. In the long run, we very much need a domestic market to anchor what should be a great manufacturing sector.
The regional director of BP Solar, Mark Twidell, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.